Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Chuck Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Chuck Berry, one of the founders of rock and roll, bringing us back with one of his classics. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame with I am the Small Business Advocate. David Dossi is our guest, our good friend, my intellectual property attorney, the intellectual property attorney in our brain trust, and one of the partners in Gallagher and Dossi, LPA, an intellectual property attorney law firm, patents, copyrights, trademarks, etc. David, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've been teaching us about fair use, the concept of fair use. We talked about what it was. We talked about a Google case that sort of is pushing the envelope and redefining the borders of fair use with all the new technology. That's really what's going on right now, David, is this technology is really causing us to have to redefine and further define the whole fair use thing. So here's where I want to wrap up. I want to wrap up with something called DRM, Digital Rights Management. And see, as an author, this is something I care about, David, because if you buy my ebook, I want you to be able to download it into your Kindle and then move it over to your phone and move it over to your desktop if you want to, and have that available wherever you are. That would be what I call, that'd be my term for fair use. But I also want to protect it so you can't give it to somebody else or sell it to somebody else or whatever and violate my digital rights. What do you think?
Well, sure. That's the ongoing dichotomy that authors always have to deal with. And musicians.
So am I giving them fair use when I say, okay, when you buy this book, you're going to be able to move this to 3 devices, let's say?
Well, that really falls more into a category of copyright known as the first sale doctrine.
Okay.
That back in the day, when you bought that physical vinyl album, you know, once you purchased it, you were the owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to then sell that at a garage sale,
right,
you could do so.
But it was only one off. You could sell. You buy one, you could sell one.
Right.
With digital,
and so the
digital
new technology media, that's totally shifted.
Yep. That's again what I said about technology's changing the boundaries, making us redefine the boundaries. So now with an ebook, a lot of people don't like to buy books with digital rights management software on it. And what do you say to those people?
Well, I mean, clearly everyone understands the concern, because like you said, it's too easy now digitally to email someone a copy of your ebook.
Mm-hmm.
So or even post it online. Worse.
Mm-hmm.
So with your new book, what are the conditions that someone has to agree to?
Well, we're still working that out, but I'm going to have digital rights management capability on the book, on the ebook. And I was talking to somebody who was making an argument against my argument, and he didn't like it or she didn't like it because they wanted to be able to do whatever they wanted to do with it. And then she said, "Well, what if a year from now what if it just I lose my phone or I lose my device or it just falls out or some kind of a problem with my hard drive?" And I said, "It's an ebook. It's just $6. Buy another one." You know what I mean?
Well,
at some point in time, you got to think about that, right?
Purchasers had the same risk 50 years ago. What happened if your library burnt down?
Right.
Is the author responsible for replacing that book?
You dropped the album and it broke, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that nowadays anyone that takes that position just is getting greedy and doesn't want to accept terms forced upon them because it defies logic.
Well, I think any author of an ebook that allows the purchaser of that book to migrate the book to multiple devices, but limits the ability to give it away to somebody, so that not, and they wouldn't just be giving one away. They'd be giving as many away as that other person wanted to give away without DRM, without digital rights management. I think that you should be grateful that you can buy a book and move it across multiple platforms. I mean, I think that's generous enough, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah. So thanks for helping us understand fair use. And folks, as you, David Dossi, thanks for being here. And folks, David's helped us understand this because you are a consumer of digital technology, digital information, intellectual property, and you may also be the creator of it sometime in your life. David, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Invention-protection.com is his website. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.